have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Amen. Thank you, God. Give me a heart. What a powerful request. I want a heart like God. I am so glad to have heard that song. What a wonderful song. I wish I knew the artist and I could get that song. I really love that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us with our lives, our health, and our strength. We thank you most importantly for you being the great God that you are. You are an awesome God. You're a wonderful God. You are a great God. And you continuously bless us, keep us, guide us, direct us, and as only you can. And we thank you for all that you are to us and for us. Now, Father, I ask that you, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. God, give me what you would have me to say to these thy people, and I give you all the glory, I give you all the praises, in the marvelous, matchless, holy name of Jesus we pray, amen. Amen. Thank God. That song again, just really, really blessed me. Give me a heart. It's just something about yielding totally to God and His will and His way. I mean, our lives will be just so much better when we just let Him have control. I know our mind and our flesh wants to do its own thing, but if we just follow the path that Jesus laid out for us in the Word, what a life we can live. I'm reminded of the scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 that says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, if we'll acknowledge Him, He will direct our path." It's a life of dependence, and I can only speak for me, but I am living a life that I'm totally dependent on God. I'm dependent on God in every area, every facet of my life. I need Him in my personal life. I need Him in my finances. I need Him in the life of, that I try to live healthy. I need Him in my mental health. I need Him in my physical health. I need Him in my spiritual health. I need Him in my emotional health. I need Him in every aspect, every way of my life. I can't do nothing without Him. It's in Him that I move and I have my being. And we've got to get to that place where we just let go and totally let God. Let Him have His way. Let Him lead and guide us into all truth. His way is the best way, and we can live lives, as, according to John 10:10 in the Amplified Version, in abundance to the full until it overflows. And that's every aspect of our life. Tonight, I want to speak what God has given me. And I've learned something about God. I love football, especially college football. My favorite team, diehard fan of the Florida State University Seminoles. I love going to Tallahassee, Florida to games and watching my favorite college football team play. And when we go, we're cheering, we're yelling, and just having a good time. And I think about that sometimes when I go into the house of God, or even when I'm alone, riding along, or at home, to think about how, you know, we cheer for our respective teams to do well. And if they score a touchdown, they score a basket. If it's basketball, they hit a home run. Baseball, a hole in one. If it's golf, whatever our sport that we like. Whatever they do well, we'll cheer and we'll just go crazy sometimes for it. But if we would just do that to our God, just praise His holy name. The Bible says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, God is worthy of our praise. And He's done so much for us, not only the things that we know of, but there's some, as the old folks used to say in church when they testify, He protected us from dangers, seen and unseen. There are so many things that could have happened, that should have happened, but God protected us. Every day I'm reminded, and I get online with Pastor Creflo Dollar at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. He does a segment called Confessions. And every day we do a confession. We do one confession, which is the Psalm 91 Equip Confession, and then he'll have a confession maybe today about regarding health, or that day about your finances, or just different, whatever thing, aspects that people may be going through. He has a confession for that particular day he may be led to share. And what I want to speak on this time is just what is coming out of your mouth. What are you saying? It's time for us to not just say things and just idly talk, but we ought to be saying things that are powerful, that give us life, because the Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. It's what we're saying. A lot of things that we are going through, what we're dealing with, is because we've been saying the wrong thing. We're getting a lot of negative results because we've been speaking negative. It's kind of like, you know, you meet somebody, and I'm sure we've all met people. We've probably been those people ourselves if we've not changed. You know, you say, "Hey, how you doing?" "Oh, I'm just barely making it. You know, I ain't got enough money. I'm just so sick. Or I'm just so tired. I'm just so depressed. I'm just," you know, we speak in those things, and those are the things that we have. We can have what we say. And it's time for us to start speaking life to our spirit, life to our soul and life to our body. We ought to be speaking, we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We ought to be speaking, we are prosperous and we live in good health, even as our soul prospers. We ought to be saying what God's word says, not how we feel, not what someone else told us. I'm going to say this. Some people have gotten reports from the doctor, and they go, I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that. But begin to speak. I don't claim that my dad right now is dealing with a health issue, and he was just saying tonight on our family Zoom we have once a month, my extended family, not just my immediate family, but my extended family, my dad's siblings and nieces and nephews, and he was saying tonight he's got to have a surgery, but he's believing God. And I was saying, that's it. You speak life. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care how it looks. Speak life. I am healed. Isaiah 53:5 says, by his stripes, I am healed. Not going to be healed. Not waiting to be healed. I'm healed. And we're just praising God and thanking him for the healing that happened in the physical realm, because he's already done it. It's a finished work. Jesus has already paid the price for us, not just for our sins and given us salvation, but he has paid the price that we be healed, that we be prosperous in every aspect of our life. So tonight I want to just focus on speaking life. This is a daily confession I say every day. And I'm going to say it right now. In Christ, I am an anointed and powerful person of God. That's a very confident statement. You ought to know that you are anointed. Anointing is not just for people to preach, not just for people to teach, not just for people to sing, not just for people to play instruments. Yes, those are aspects that the anointing is used, but you could be anointed to just be an encourager, to let people know they are somebody, that I was just thinking about you, and I just want you to know God got great plans for you. You are going to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Remember what Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Start acting in your individual anointing. Your anointing may not be to preach. Your anointing may not be to teach. Your anointing may not be to sing, but you are anointed for something. Use that anointing, that approval from God, because that's what anointing means. That's what God has approved you to do. Walk in your anointing and be that powerful person of God. Speak that over yourself. Now, the next line, it says, I am a joint heir with Jesus and a more than a conqueror. It says right here, Jesus is our elder brother. We can have what Jesus said. He said, because greater works shall you, these you do, and greater works you should do. So we ought to be doing even greater than what our elder brother Jesus did when he was on the earth. And it says, more than a conqueror. I don't just conquer, but I'm more than a conqueror. That tells me we ought to have some unprecedented, limitless victories, that it was way beyond the scope of winning. We didn't just barely get in, but we got in by a landslide. We didn't just barely win. We won by a lot. We blew the enemy out, and we got the victory. We just got to be confident in that. The next line says, I am a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessings. We got to begin to be a doer of the word, not just say it, but really begin to do what God's word says. I'm reminded of an old song when I was a little boy that used to sing in church. It says, if I do like my Lord says do, everything will be all right. So what they, in essence, they were saying, just do what God says do. What does he say? It's in his word. He lets us know what we need to do, how we need to live, how we need to operate in our life. So I'm a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessing. Now, what does that mean, a channel for his blessing? That means God uses me to bless people. Say it again. God uses us, uses me, uses you as a channel to bless people. We can bless people financially. We can be a blessing to people in an encouraging word. We can be a blessing to people by helping them do something, helping them accomplish something. We are channel blessings. Blessings run through us. God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. I'm so glad that God blessed me so I can bless others. I'm so glad that God has prospered me so I could be a help to someone else. You got to begin to confess that out of your mouth. I am a channel of blessings. God uses me to bless his people. I am a channel of blessings. The next line of this daily confession of faith, it says, I'm a doer of the word of God and a channel for blessing. The next line, it says, if God be for me, who can be against me? So if God is for us, nobody can be against us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, she will condemn. That's Isaiah 54:17. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. God is for you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. God is for us. Nobody can be. Even if they try to come against us, it won't prosper because God is for us. I am blessed coming in. I am blessed going out. You got to speak that over yourself. I am blessed. I don't care how your finances look, I'm blessed. I don't care if you got a bad report from the doctor, I'm blessed. I don't care if everything is breaking loose in your life. You might have lost a loved one, might have had some trouble or having trouble on your job. You might be having some trouble even in your ministry. I am blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Where if I'm going into something, I'm blessed. And when I'm in it, I'm blessed. And when I'm coming going out of it, I'm blessed. We got to begin to speak these things over ourselves. Next line says, my enemies are fleeing before me. Don't you know that your God will put your enemies to flight, that they'll come at you one way and he'll send them out several ways? God has commanded his blessing on my storehouses. I declare and decree right now, and I speak a prophetic word to everybody under the sound of my voice. God is blessing your storehouses. Your bank account is being filled. Your IRAs are being filled. Your retirement account is being filled. Stock options are growing. I'm speaking prosperity and money cometh to you. Repeat after me when you hear this. Money cometh to me. And money cometh to me in the name of Jesus. Money and through the blood of Jesus cometh to me. You got to speak those things over you. He commanded his blessing on my storehouse. I got some things coming up that I don't look forward to paying, but I'm believing God that he's going to make a way out of no way for me to take care of it. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I'm believing God is going to make a way because he's commanded his blessing on my storehouses. He has opened his good treasures. I shall lend and not borrow. Today is your last day of borrowing. You're going to be able to be the lender. You're going to be the one that pass out. You're going to be the one that helps. You're going to be that channel of blessing. He has opened his good treasures. I shall lend and not borrow. The next line says, I am the head and not the tail. That doesn't mean you're better than anybody. That doesn't mean you think you're better than anybody, but you are the head. Whatever aspect you're walking in that God has called you to walk in, you're the head. You're not the tail. You're the head. Believe that. Next line says, he has given me power to make wealth. Declare that right now. God has given me power to make wealth. God has given me power to make wealth. God has given me power to make wealth. I don't care if you broke as a joke. I don't care if your change is strange. I don't care if you can't even see two nickels to rub together. Believe right now, God has given me the power to make wealth. I walk in divine prosperity. I walk in divine abundance. I walk in money. I walk with great amounts of money. I am blessed beyond measure. I dwell in the secret place. I have his protection and provision. Don't you know if you dwell in the secret place, like Psalm 91 says, that you have God's protection and provision. He will protect you and he will provide for you. God is our protector and he's our provider. And I'm glad. My job is a resource, but God is my source. My odds and end things that I do are resources, but God is my source. Somebody might come bless me, and that's a resource, but God, it ultimately came from God because God is my source. And we've got to start giving God his due. He is our source. I know he uses people. I know he uses situations to bless us, but ultimately we got to know that it came from God. He is our source. God is my refuge, my fortress. I'm not afraid of the snare of the fowler. I don't have to be afraid because God is my refuge. He's my protector. He's my fortress. You know what a fortress is? Like the fort. It's a barrier. It's keeping things from coming against us. He is our, we're not afraid of the snare of the fowler. The next line of the confession that I say daily says, no evil shall befall me, no plague shall come down my dwelling. This came real clear to me when COVID was really running rampant before we had vaccines and things of that nature. I was believing God that no evil, no disease, no germ, none of that stuff is going to come against me. God has given his angels charge over me. They're bearing me up lest I dash my foot against a stone, as declared in Psalm 91. And I like this because God lets us put in him in his word. His word in Psalm 91 lets us know that I'm not even going to dash my foot against a stone. There ain't no hurt or harm going to come to me because God is my protector. God is my healer. God is my source. Next line says, 1 Peter 2:9 says, establish that I'm a chosen generation, I'm a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Do you believe that God has chosen you? Yes, he's chosen you. You're chosen to do a great work for him. You're chosen to preach. You're chosen to prophesy. You're chosen to teach. You're chosen to encourage. You're chosen to play a musical instrument. You're chosen to let the world know that Jesus is Lord and he's coming again. Will you be ready? You are chosen to do a great work for God. Begin walking in your chosenness. Begin walking that I am somebody in Christ. A royal priesthood. We are royalty. So don't be walking around here. I don't care if you ain't got no money in your bank account. I don't care how it looks. Know that you're royalty. You're royalty because of what Jesus did. And if you get close to Jesus and let him lead and guide you, oh, he'll prosper you in areas that you even didn't even think you could prosper. Your bank account might look funny. Your mortgage might have went up. Your rent might be due. Your car might need some repairs. You don't know where it's going to come from. I declare and decree right now, where God is your source, you are going to make it. He's calling you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He's going to take care of us. Say it with me. God is taking care of me. God is taking care of me. 1 Peter 2:24 states, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. You got to know that you're healed, as I said earlier. You got to know you're healed. Now it's, the healing is coming. I'm already healed. I'm just waiting for it to manifest in the earth realm. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Next line says, cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, afflictions, infections, or any other disease, can I enter my body? So these diseases can't harm me. Nothing can come against me because God is already healed me. I am healed by the blood of Jesus. I am without spot or blemish. I'm an intercessor. That means I intercede and I pray for others. I am the righteousness of God. I'm saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. You got to declare that. I am saved. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. So no matter what I've done, how I've done it, who I may have done it with, I am saved. I am washed in the blood of Jesus, and I am redeemed. He has forgiven me for my past. He's forgiven me for some of the stuff that I might be dealing with in my present, and he'll deal with me with the things that, and forgive me for the things that I've done or I'm going to do in my future. He knows that I live in this flesh, and just like the psalmist said, no good thing, Paul said, no good thing dwells in the flesh. The good that I would do, I find myself not doing it. The evil that I said I wouldn't do, I find myself doing. There's a war in my body, my flesh against my spirit, but God has already forgiven me. And because I'm forgiven, I walk in the newness of life. The things that I used to do, I don't do anymore. And the thing that I might be struggling with now, I declare and decree right now, if you speak this word over yourself, I struggle no more with this. I don't struggle with that. I am delivered. I am set free. You got to speak this stuff over yourself. The righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. God will condemn everybody that judge you, everybody that come against you, everybody that got something to say about you. You are God's anointed. You ain't got to fight back. You ain't got to defend yourself. God will defend you. God will take care of you. They might be putting your name in their mouth in a negative manner, but you got to believe God. God, you said you will take care of me. You said that you are my protector. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. So I'm putting you at your word, God. Then he says in this next line of the confession, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. So this means that this is my heritage. This is something that is given to me by what Jesus did on that cross of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So we're only righteous by what Jesus did. You might not have said anything bad today. You might not have done anything bad today. But I'm here to tell you it's still by the grace and the blood of Jesus that we are declared righteous, because our works are as a filthy rag. But thank God I'm righteous because of what Jesus did. The next line says, I am saved from the wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. We ain't got a word that God is not punishing us. He's not going to punish us that are saved, that have received him as our Lord and Savior. We are saved from his wrath, and we're justified by what? The blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. I'm justified. I'm clean. I'm redeemed. I'm free. I'm whole because of the blood of Jesus. The next line, and this is a very unselfish scripture based on these scriptures from Psalm 122:69, and it says, Lord, I pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem, and that peace will be within them and prosperity in their house, according to Psalm 122:69. People of God, we got to pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel. I know we should pray for everybody that we can, that we come across or know. We, if it's dropped in our spirit, we should pray. But we ought to pray for Israel. That is God's chosen people, just like we have been grafted in now by what Jesus did. Those were his people from the beginning that he chose. We ought to be lifting them up. We ought to be praying for them. We ought to be praying that no weapon come against them, that God keeps them safe, and he will. But we need to pray, because according to Psalm 122, 6 through 9, we ought to be praying that for Jerusalem and the people of Israel, that peace be within them and prosperity in their houses. And then this confession ends with hallelujah. We ought to give God praise. I'm going to just stop right there with hallelujah. God, I thank you. God, you're worthy. I praise your holy name. You are God, and there's none like you. And I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. You are a great God. You're a mighty God. You're a wonderful God. You're a kind God. You're the God who is love. You're the God that delivers. You're the God that keeps. You're the God that saves. You're the God that blesses. And God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 You ought to just take some time out your schedule every day, maybe multiple times a day. Just find yourself a place. If you got to leave your office and leave your desk or leave your work area, go to the bathroom, go to your car, go to the parking lot, do something. Just find some place where you can just scream and say hallelujah. Just let your mouth begin to praise God, because he's worthy of the praise. The Bible says from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, God is worthy to be praised. We ought to keep a praise on our lips. Things may be going haywire in your life, may not be favorable, but I still give God praise. There's some things that's coming in, come upon me that is happening in my life that I got to figure out how, or no, I don't have to figure out. I got to just rest in the promises of God. But while I'm resting and believing God is going to make a way, I'm saying hallelujah. I'm saying thank you, Jesus. I worship your holy name. I give you the praise. God, I know you're going to provide, because you said that you will supply all my need according to your riches and glory. You said that you, by your stripes, I am healed. You said in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us, you will condemn. You said in your word that no good thing will you withhold from them that walk upright. So I just thank you, God, that you're working all of it for my good. Everything is turning in my favor. It may not look like it. It may not seem like it. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it, but I'm going to rest in the fact that you're working it out. I'm going to rest in the fact that everything is turning around for our good. And that's a good place to just praise God and thank him, because God has already given us the victory. I'm just waiting on some manifestations in the earth realm, but I already got the victory, and I'm just waiting to give my testimony that I was in trouble, but the Lord came to my rescue. I needed this, and God made a way. I needed healing, and God healed my body. I needed a breakthrough, and God broke through and made my crooked way straight and my pathway smooth. God will take care of us. So speak them daily confessions over your life. Speak, I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. Every day, remind your spirit that I am God's child, and he takes care of us. He looks after us. He provides for us. God is my source, not my resource, but he's my source. So I know that everything's going to work out, and it's all working for my good, and God is going to bring me out on victory side. And it's going to manifest in the earth realm. I don't have to wait till I get to the sweet by and by, but it's going to happen in the earth. I got victory right now. I got victory right now. Begin to say that over yourself. I got victory right now. I don't care if your boss acting up. I don't care if your coworker's giving you hell on your job. I don't care if your children are tripping. I don't care if your money is funny, your change is strange. I got victory now. I prosper. I'm in health, even as my soul prospers. He give me the power to get well. He will take care of me. He's going to protect me from all my enemies. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am walking in victory. I got the greatness of God working in me, through me, and for me. And I'm favored by God, and he's taking care of me. Begin to speak life over yourself and life over the situation. Quit speaking the problem and speak the solution, which is our God. And find what his word says about your problem and speak that. Make that your confession. Not just once a day, but every time you think about it, speak, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Speak, I'm prosperous in good health, even as my soul is prosperous. Speak life. When you speak life and you believe those things, God will turn your situation for the good. It's all working for your good anyway, so trust in him. I love this old hymn, and I close with this. It says, trust in him who will not leave you whatsoever years may bring. Even if our earthly friends forsake us, still more closely to him cling. Hold to God's hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes, that means have faith, on things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the confession of our faith. We are speaking victory over our life. We are passing every test. We're walking in divine prosperity. We're walking in divine health. We're walking in divine wealth. We're living successful lives. We're living according to John 10:10, in abundance to the full until it overflows. We declare and decree right now, we walk in victory, and we are blessed and highly favored. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for favoring us, and we thank you for being the God on our side. We are your children. We're the sheep of your pasture, and we thank you for receiving us in your fold. And we'll give you all the glory, give you the praise for what you're doing in our life. And I see us in the future, Lord, and we look greater and we look better than we look right now. We're walking into our best seasons of our life. We're on victory side. It's in Jesus' name I do pray. I believe it's done. Amen.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy